rise and do here.
All right, something about William
Street. Yes.
I couldn't have cared less. I'm only too happy that he got some education or something to get some information and could talk well.
He's very much like you.
What were you doing?
He's actually reticent about speaking.
Oh, you're not so good at coming to speak to someone if you're not going to open your mouth to talk.
Yes. Oh, that's a very good and that will be very useful to me when people come and ask the reason of this. So let's rise and look at your house, do you
think? I think it's very important that people should realize in your world that owing to the many complications of deliberative of communication and the thought in itself is the predominant thing that matters. It is thought that is transmitted to you artificially, but in the transmission of thought, there may be discrepancies, there may be things which don't quite fit in with your way of thinking or your way of accepting. I mean, for instance, you may have a strong preconceived idea about the pattern, and it may be through experience that you have that strong preconceived knowledge and a firm idea. I mean, for instance, if you've known someone that's the 40 or 50 years of that, and you know their personality, and you know the way of their speech, and the little idea of synthesis and what have you, that help to contribute to what power makes a person as you move them out of that. Naturally, if someone comes and gives you a message, no matter if the context is excellent, if the voice and the personality doesn't match up, you see, well, I don't know whether it was really that person or whether it was someone impersonating that person. And that's where you get this bugbear in your world amongst citizens and people that exist and they are present. Because they wonder how much is 100%, how much is really that person, and how much is impersonation. You see, a lot of things have to be looked into, a lot of things have to be accepted and understood, and you have to realize that there's no such thing fundamentally already. Of any layer that you can expect to get 100% communication. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's layer and it's difficult. Only a person with a very great knowledge of communication and a very strong personality of that can hope to get through a great deal of themselves of what they want to see or to be. And that's why I get difficulty, for instance, times, for instance, when Trap Valley has been speaking to you. And because I'm going to the time, I've got to so focused or too sort of assured in myself about it that I can do it quite well. But there are times when Trap Valley has been speaking for 20 minutes or so of your time. But I feel the weakening there, I feel that I'm not holding on as strong as I was at first, which is what they expect. When someone else comes in and takes over gradually, sometimes it's in subtle and probably you have the...
Oh, yes, yes, I can
see. But the point is, it does happen. You see, this merging, if you like, this merging of communication, or this merging of personality, which happens to parents and so on, is very understandable, because you have to realize that the worst part, or the instrument, if you like, that we use, is on a certain wavelength of vibration, and that person has been attuned over years of development, no doubt, to become an instrument on a certain wavelength of vibration, and in consequence, we have to tune in, and we have to be in harmony with that person. That's why harmony is another way of our kind of sales. If you have a group of people that are in perfect harmony, that are used to sitting for a long period of time together, they know each other and understand each other and trust each other and have a great affection. In other words, if you've got a perfect combination of condition, then things are much easier because you've got not only the power which is derived from the various bitters as power in a physical sense, but we have the mental harmony too, and we have the cooperative spirit, and we have a great deal there that we can work upon and use, and in consequence we can often hold on for quite a long time, much more so than in a promiscuous group of people that gather together, each one having their own strong personality, and each one having their own desires, and wanting this and wanting that, and each one is pulling, as it were, for themselves. They have no interest in the other people's presence. In other words, they have, perhaps unconsciously, but a selfish motive. And that's where I think mediumship feels extreme. You see, a medium is a highly sensitized individual, not necessarily only from the point of view of personality and temperament, but also from the psychic sense that they have this quality, which has been developed, which over a period of time has become so sensitized that in under certain conditions they can be used as instruments in a very highly successful manner. But the whole point is that if, like all sensitive things, all sensitive instruments, even in a mechanical and technical sense on your side, if they are abused or if they are used without knowledge, if they are hand-fisted, as it were, by people, in other words, if someone doesn't know how to take care of a delicate piece of machinery and see this running in the proper manner and that it's peaceful, then gradually it will break down. And that's the problem of all professional mediums. Is, I think, that although this is their job to spread truth, and that's a job that we have, of course, at the same time, they must be used in the right way, they must be careful, and they must be nurtured, and they must not be allowed to listen to that. I mean, I'm not suggesting that anyone has the right to try and control another person through their thoughts and their actions. A person must be allowed to develop their own personality and character, and they must be given free will. But the point is, they must be the corrupt as corrupt as finished with the medium, and realize his responsibility to others and to the work that he has to do. It's a tremendous undertaking, and I realize that there are very few people that really can fulfill the demand that's placed upon them. And when a person has developed and been developed after a great deal of effort by outright, then they have a right, and they have not only a right of God to their own personal life, but they have an obligation. They have an obligation to fulfill to themselves and to the people that they help and work for, and of course to those who have done so much for them from the time. You see, if you've got the right kind of mentality, if you have a medium who's prepared to give his life in service to humanity and prepared to cooperate in every possible way, then you have a channel. And the higher that thought, the more, as it were, they think on the lines of the spiritual things and put the true values on the things that matter. Then we have got an instrument that we can really work with and through and do great things. And we have so much hope here. And I know that there's been disappointments and there's been setbacks and all the rest of it. I'm not blaming anyone for that because I'll be the last person. Because I know that one must be human and one must do certain things in the material world. In the material things, you can move in your world. Be on the side at the same time, or be the sort of person you may even like to be, or would want to be. Because sometimes it's not quite possible. But the point is that when there is complete cooperation outside this human environment, there are no limits to what can be achieved. I mean, I've heard what I've promised here, I've heard the things that I've said, and I have no doubt in my mind that there are no limits that could be reached if only there is a continuation of love and harmony and cooperation. To the realization of what can be done by the powers, because there's no limit really when there is complete harmony and complete cooperation between our world and theirs. As long as we are, we will not live.
Oh yes, we all realize that.
I know from all experience and stuff in the committee that the people that come are really quite annoying to them, they're quite wonderful people. They are extremely fine people with high motives, and they have got so much that they want to achieve, so much that they want to bring through. You know, when I first came here, I was asking for 12 hours. I've learned a great deal by coming here and listening and get to know these people and begin to appreciate correctly what they're trying to do and what they're aiming for, and realize that they're really so unselfish, and they give up so much to come down to earth and to do this work and to give all that they can give in helping, and not only you, but whoever comes here, whether it's in the normal way, apart from the ordinary group that you see in the general system, but the people that come here. I've been here many a time when people have come, and they've been in great sorrow, and they've been in great need, and the rule of their work on this side to help those people, to bring their dear ones through, and help to comfort them, help to give them a new way of life, is in a great revelation to me, because really, they give up so much. I don't think anyone realizes quite what. They've been allowed to tell you that. It's true that the time they spend on us is insignificant in kindness. That's all very true. They often see that. And I would not be right to deny that. But it seems to me that it's not an easy thing. Time of one experience is not an easy thing. When you have seen an experience and you've lived in a world which is so far removed in so many different ways from Earth, where everything is so much finer, so much nobler, and so much more lovely to enter into the old Earth ways of thought and living. If we do that then for time when we come here, it's no easy.
I know. You have changed a great deal there.
Oh, that seems much more likely than I should have but I do think by my nature that I was never unkind, not really unkind, or that I thought badly of other people. I, as a matter of fact, I spoke a lot of diplomatic, but at the same time,
struggle within oneself for expression.
struggle for a realization and the way to find the path. When you find that path, you tread that path. And sometimes when you know you're on the right path, you feel you must rest the while, but you gather more strength to go further on. And you know, life fundamentally, it never ceases to interest. No matter what aspect it is that you have in mind, there's always something fresh and new, there's always strange things that can happen.
Well, that's the beauty of it.
It's a great adventure, and I think that the whole secret is to look upon life from every aspect, from whatever sphere you may be on, whether it's on earth or over here, whatever degree you may be in. It is appreciated and to make your efforts a little more each day to gain more knowledge and experience and to make that possible by thinking not only for self but for others.
Yes.
You know, you learn more through others and by helping others and whatever you do by sitting, turning your thumb.
Yes, that's quite right. Quite right, David.
Well, not exceeding. Quite a bit, I'm sure it's quite a bit. But I will not put it so well there. I feel very strongly, nevertheless.
You put it very well, and very, very clearly.
I always look forward to your meetings, you know that.
Yes.
But I know that with you I can be myself, I can talk naturally, and I
won't
open up. Yeah, no, fact, I'm quite honest about it. I get a little kick out of coming to talk to you. And also I feel all the time that you have strange kind of ways that I'm learning too.
You're learning.
Sweet.
Well, I'm very, very glad to find your way here.
But you know you need to worry.
No.
I know you've been told this many times, but you have to sit tired of it. But it's true.
Although your life is not always easy in the pattern that you're telling back to the way you like it, at the same time, I know that you have no cause to be unduly concerned about the
future. Mm. That's all I say. I'll back to you.
Sometimes I know that I really come to you to be such a reception for
you. What?
Surely there.
Ah, I'm very glad.
I must go now because the time's weakening. It's been nice to speak to you, and I know that everyone here, and that includes all the dear ones that you associate with your personal life, they're all from their love and their destiny.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you have the boyfriend back soon. Bye bye.
Bye bye, Joseph.
Bye.
Thank you.